How to Get Your Website Noticed. Written and read by Philippe Matus. Introduction. I'm honestly freaking out. Are we going to be okay, Philippe? I've got a family and staff to support. If we lose our website traffic, our company is screwed. I was freaking out too. Our old boutique agency had taken a low seven-figure Australian tour client through a whole website evolution, including a new brand, layout, and structure. And upon launch, the visitor count dropped. The problem was that the four-person development team I had hired to build the website had blundered, big time. I made the wrong choice in supplier and now could be responsible for sinking a financially healthy business. The new website wasn't bringing in the traffic source responsible for over 70% of their business, people searching Google for tour providers in their niche. And Google traffic needs a well-built website for rankings and traffic. Of course, while all of this was going on, I had to keep mentally tough. I needed to serve our other agency clients, fulfill my responsibilities to my business partner, and when I went home each night, present a human face to my now wife. I'll explain how we turned that situation around, but first I need you to understand my aim in writing this book. This is the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night. When, with all the best will in the world, website strategy goes pear-shaped and good people stress out because either know-how or know-who isn't up to scratch. Basically, I hate making poor decisions and get huge pleasure from knowing that I've made the right moves. There's a lesson you'll learn throughout this book, which is contained in what I just said. A business with only one revenue stream, one source of traffic, one way to get noticed is too vulnerable. This book will show you how to get more of your market to visit your website and thus protect you from a single point of failure. Elon Musk, the most effective person alive today, compares topical knowledge to a semantic tree. If you have a website with some traffic coming to it, but you don't fully understand how it all works, you have a tree without a trunk. You'll keep learning about different branches and leaves, but without the fundamental principles in place, there's nothing stable to hang on to. Allow me to build your tree trunk. Are you in? Devote the time it'll take you to listen to what I have to say, and I guarantee that when we're done, you'll understand how to scale what is working, remove what isn't, and create results for your business. As for that tour business crisis, once we worked out the root of the problem and captured the flow of traffic from Google, the company saw a 70% increase in sales. The impact was so strong that the business owner temporarily stopped any additional efforts to gain more traffic in order to find a new office and hire more staff to handle the increase in email and phone inquiries. Suddenly, we are all sleeping a lot better. And if you are struggling to get your website noticed, you'll soon be sleeping a lot better too. How I got started. My interest in driving website attention began when I worked in LA as an intern at an agency looking after the Air Jordan and Sony PlayStation accounts. My boss showed me the legendary 7-minute clip of Alec Baldwin's sales monologue in Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen it, put your coffee down and have a look. Those 7 minutes changed my life. Little did my boss know that I would build a career on that monologue and put this approach at the center of what I do. I moved to New York City to work at an agency on iconic Madison Avenue, diagonally opposite the Flatiron Building. My job was pitching to bloggers games and toys from the agency's Hasbro toy account. Seeing the bloggers write about whatever I had pitched fascinated me. I wanted to know how the attention that they brought to each item impacted sales. Moving to London, I worked for another agency where I pitched to bloggers whatever mobile phone we were selling and learned to measure the traffic behind their blogs. I enjoyed analyzing the website and traffic gain much more than the process of pitching. So when I had the opportunity to work for the head of media at the City of London Corporation to set up their first foray into social media, which bloomed into 80 separate social media channels, I quit my agency job. It was 2009, and organizations were starting to take web traffic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?